podcasting like we mean it, you're listening to the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, birthday girl, Absolute Amy. For those keeping score at home, well, welcome to show number 77.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Absolute Amy. Happy birthday to you. Even if Red Boy forgot, which happens a lot, your birthday is here. So let's give a cheer.
Happy birthday!
Hey, this is Jack Ingram. Hope you have a very happy birthday.
Don't you think that's a little odd at your age?
Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Dang the sun, dang this day, I'm just trying to stay out of your dang doorway. To heck with this, to heck with us. Shoot if I'll ever look back on where I've been. Shoot if I'll ever give away my heart again. Love you, love this town, love this mother loving truck. This house. Well, I can't believe myself that I'm loving getting out. Love talking, love fighting. Thought of never seeing your loving face. Some words that some words just have to replace. Love you, love this town. Yeah, I'm sick of love and tired of all your
loving around.
There's only
Amy.
That a word that I do. Love you.
Thank you, Jack Ingram. This is sort of show 77.1. We lost the first 4 minutes.
Point two, I guess, maybe. I'm ready to do it all over again.
I'm sure you are, but
yeah, let's do it again. Let's just swap the old show and let's just put this in. Or not.
And be done by 10 o'clock. And I still have to edit. So we will join the Red Boy Podcast already in progress. So, Shelley, I apologize. We actually will literally cut you in. Not really cutting her off. We're kind of cutting her in.
And you know what? I have to say that...
But listen to the after
man,
show.
Man, you love audio equipment, don't you?
I'm about ready to throw the computer out the window right now. But listen to it. Shelley, we're going to cut you in.
You're going
to
love the show, folks.
It's a beautiful show. We'll cut you in. And if you want to hear Shelley's extended birthday wish to Absolute Amy...
Listen to the after show.
Listen to the after show. So... enjoy the Red Boy Podcast, already in progress.
Tasty beverage to celebrate. I want you to hit the pause button right now. Go in the kitchen and get you something tasty to drink. It's your birthday, for goodness sake. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Shelley from Shelley's
Podcast.
I love
her voice.
I know. Isn't she so good?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Shelley,
well,
rest assured.
Thank you.
She does have a glass of wine.
I've got a glass of wine and a half.
Mind you, she did have to get it herself. But.
And what am I drinking tonight, Matt?
You're drinking a little black...
Little black dress.
Yeah, a little black dress.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio. But you also have the Chardonnay available, if you so choose, in our wine cellar I call the refrigerator.
Yes.
And mini bottles.
Mini bottles and...
Plastic.
Plastic.
With a cap. Although I heard caps are the new in thing, so... Is that bug over there again?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have a serious issue if that...
We might have to get some spray out.
Welcome to the Red Boy Terminator episode. So, Amy, what did you do for your birthday?
Well,
a highlight. You can zip through it. We don't need to drag it on forever.
I did get a flower delivery from my mom and dad.
2 years in a row, Amy got flowers, not from me.
There you go. Once in China, I got flowers.
Not
and
from
then
me.
Here, but that's okay. It's my mom and dad.
Yes. They got you flowers.
And they made sure that they put on the little card, you know, hope it's not a traumatic one. And I have to, you know, say it's not.
Amy's had traumatic ones in the past. Yes, this is not a traumatic birthday. 30 kids. Oh, I wish we were podcasting then. It would have been.
It was bad. From about 29 and a half. Oh, shoot. Probably the day I turned 29, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, she started dating me when that, so that put in the hole.
No, you were, honey. You were the highlight.
No, isn't that nice? That's
sweet. Funny people.
Sorry, that actually is no.
Okay, so that was the big thing.
And then after the end at lunch?
And then after we had lunch, we went to your place of business. Can I say that?
Might as well.
State Farm.
Yes.
And at
it's already in the newspapers. So.
Yeah, the corporate office, they had...
State Farm sponsored cars.
The movie.
In some way. It's a weird... I don't know how it worked. But anyway, they sponsored it.
So they had...
The actual cars.
The cars. They had Lightning McQueen.
Some guy who's famous in Hollywood.
Tow Mater.
They made full-size replicas of what they really are. And they've been on tour all over the country. And the last stop was here, probably because we paid them a bunch of money to come.
Because it's the corporate location of the biggest sponsor.
So Sally was at one of our facilities. And we didn't see Sally, but we saw Tow Mater and Lightning McQueen was at our main facility.
So we headed over there.
So you got to see the cars.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Luke had a great time. Maggie thought it was kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
Couldn't touch him.
Oh, she... We almost lost her because they had them roped off. We almost lost her under the rope a couple times. I looked at her and she's
kind
of like,
"Security will tackle you."
She's like, "Ooh, it looks like a good thing." Mm-hmm. And then after that, then this evening or early evening, we went to the movie
Cars
with Luke and Matt's aunt.
Good movie,
and it was so much fun. It was great.
That is, they've just come so far with it used to be the old Bambis and Cinderellas and crap. In my opinion.
Not crap.
But now they're so good.
Those are...
Classics.
No, but it's a different medium, really.
Oh, it is.
I mean, when you look at the way they did that, if you would ever watch, like, the behind the scenes on how they had to make those movies...
Yeah, with Crayolas and everything. I know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to smack
I mean, look at the animation they had today. That was awesome.
It's just... But today was great.
Yes.
It was so much fun. We had a great time.
I just don't like women singing... Sorry, Rammer. Rammer said
Bambi
we can't sing anymore.
Too,
we'll hear about that later.
But Bambi 2, if I may deviate.
Bambi 2 was better.
They had better music, and they kept it in the classic form of Bambi.
I just like the Pixar formula of entertaining the adults.
What show? What podcast is this?
What?
Is this like the Disney podcast? Our friends over there?
No, that's it? Mike and Jen already have that corner.
I know. What are we doing here?
Okay,
anyway, really did enjoy
it. It was
a
good movie. Back to Amy's birthday. Thank you.
We had a ball.
And what presents did you get, Amy?
What presents? The ones that I got from you or the ones I bought myself?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Amy bought herself. Well, we bought a... Mom doesn't listen, so we can say this. Well, Amy bought my mom.
No, here's the problem. Okay, we went to this sugar... It's a festival.
A festivus for the rest of us.
And let me preface. Your mom and I have very similar tastes. And we saw this tomato-colored pot. And we looked at them, and you kept looking at one. I kept looking at the other one. I kept going, I really, really like this. I think Matt's mom would like it.
So let's buy four for Christmas.
Yeah. So then we get it home, and I'm like, I really, really like this. And man, does it look good in the dining room.
So now we're podcasting with a pot that's not part of Amy's birthday.
Yes. So I said, you know what? I'll just take this for my birthday.
And then we'll take a picture, and Mom didn't seem all that excited about it. So
I think we're okay.
I think we're okay.
We'll get her something else.
Yeah. She wasn't like, ooh, it's great. She's like, oh, that's nice.
No, she didn't say that. She's like, that's how I got started collecting this.
I was trapped with the old,
let me tell you about the other one.
Oh, yes.
Then
hurry up.
The kids and I went shopping and I found a watch that I wanted.
At
I wanted
Kohl's
to watch.
For 70% off.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, this can be my birthday present.
Okay, so last night, Amy, this pathetic like pre-birthday evening, Amy set out this discount watch and her pot that we bought last weekend. Her own homemade birthday cake with one little candle
Luke
in it.
Luke helped me make the cake.
With one little candle in it. This is okay for my birthday. Here's my stuff.
I did not say that. I go, this is fine. I like it.
It stunk of a trap of Wile E. Coyote proportion.
No, it did.
Oh, my. I even told my friends at work, they're like, oh, dude, don't even go walk in that trap. So I took 2 hours of personal time from work today. Went shopping. At least at a bare minimum, I had to get a card. So I took 2 hours off of work.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have come home with a card,
yeah,
so you would have been in trouble with that one.
And I just, in my own defense, I guess, I did the 99 cent card, being frugal on everything, you know.
And good kudos.
And then I got Amy.
You got me a really pretty bracelet.
And what are these? Chucks or chokes or what are these shoes called?
They're called Crocs.
Crocs. They're like the
those giant ugly shoes that you know shoes. People still watch and they're but they're really comfortable that everybody yeah. is now wearing.
But I go in there
and he picked me out a fabulous color.
We'll take a picture of them.
The bright orange ones, but I
you so may not keep them.
No, I'm going to get another yeah. pair. I just don't know if the color.
Here's the problem. I went in there, not looking for those, and B, then when I did find them, not really sure of your shoe size or what color. These things
but
come in like 3 dozen colors.
But you did get the right size.
I did get the right size.
But you know that the owner and I are friends, so yeah, you're like.
You can pick another color or whatever, so.
I do like them. And I am torn that, you know, I'm one of these people. I hate to return gifts.
Yes, I know.
But I'm kind of like.
If you want to pick a different color, that's fine.
But do I want to be boring or do I want to wear these orange shoes
to
get attention?
Pow! I'm absolute Amy. I'm here to party. Or at least walk around in comfy shoes.
Yeah, and people go. Those orange shoes. Oh, my gosh. Those are terrible.
All right. Really quickly, I don't want to waste too much time. Amy, in 1968, do you know who the president was?
Hold on here.
Oh, Lord. I dumped my...
Is it Richard Nixon was elected?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
When was the election? 70.
Yeah.
Okay. But the first man on the moon.
That's not in my notes. This actually was the year that... not Malcolm X. Martin Luther King was shot, actually, this year. 68. Not this year, it's in 2000.
I did know that.
Population, blah, blah. Life expectancy was 70 years. We're up to, I think, 76 years now. So 6 more years of blooded bliss we'll have together.
So I would have only had 30 more to go.
Yes.
No.
Cost of a new home, $26,000. Cost of a new car, blank. So apparently they don't know what it cost in 68.
We could call my dad.
Median household income was only $7,700, so couldn't have been too much. I love this. A stamp, 6 cents. Here's the funny thing. A stamp now costs more than a gallon of gas did then. 39 cents for a stamp now. Gas then, 34 cents a gallon. And I don't know who keeps track of... I don't know. Eggs and milk are always on these lists.
Put it down. Eggs and milk. What is it? What is it?
Oh, eggs, 53 cents. And a gallon of milk, $1.07. They don't tell me if that's organic or whole or what.
Yeah, because if you buy a gallon of whole milk here in town, it's $6.39 organic.
For a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Combined. Peggy Fleming was winning figure skating at the Winter Games. Afro and cornrow hairdos were big in women's fashion, as they are today. Men's ties became wider. CBS cut the Smothers Brothers. Bless me. Or something. I don't know.
The Smothers Brothers?
Were cut in
68. Did you ever watch them? Their reruns?
I bought one of their yo-yos when I was a kid. Yeah.
Love the Smothers Brothers.
Joe Namath buys a mink coat. Apparently that was a news media hit. Who the hell cares? And Tiny Tim becomes a well-known singer. Come tiptoe through the tulips. Yeah. And I meant to download that and I didn't.
Through the tulips.
So there's 1968 for you campers. And
I can't believe I got the president wrong. I feel like such a doofus.
Okay. And this weekend we are going to meet up with our adoption group. Make this short. We're running really long already. I can't believe
it'll be a good weekend. We'll have fun, okay?
We will have fun. We're going to meet up with an adoption group.
Yep,
and
we celebrated Maggie's adoption.
We had a family.
Gotcha day.
And family day was a lot of fun.
We did.
We had a great time. We had the extended family over and watched Maggie's video. And we have a hard time, though, explaining.
And we ordered Chinese food.
But my parents think it's Maggie's day. It's family day.
I know.
Day.
Well,
we need to express
it. We'll just need to kind of stress
it. My mom
bit.
Goes, she just knew it was all about her. No, it's about the family, so we'll work on that. But
yeah,
family day was a good time, and we'll get into some feedback about adoption and things of the like. So
funny people
talking to funny people. Free magnets, kids. Free magnets. Come down to the Red Boy Podcast this weekend. Sunday. Free magnets to all first 10 listeners. I don't know. No.
Any listener. Anybody requests, we'll probably send one out.
I've already sent it to half of ours, so I made another batch and we'll be done. But if you want a free Red Boy Podcast, napkin.
Yeah, we're going to get napkins printed.
We have magnets. I sent out the first batch of 20. You know who you are because most of you probably have it by now by the time you listen to this.
Maybe for the 100th show, we should get some napkins printed up.
I'm not going to get napkins printed up. Nobody wants a Red Boy Podcast napkin. But if you want one, send us your...
coasters.
Your mailing address. Absolutely
coasters.
Free.
Coasters.
Coaster. I'm down with the coaster idea. That fits.
That would work.
Consider I need a coaster right now. So, yes, if you want a magnet, send us your email address, your mailing address to redboy@redboypodcast.com. We will ship you one free of charge. You don't even have to pay the Pueblo, Colorado people like you do the postage and handling.
And we will not stalk you. We promise we will not stalk
you.
We
will not sell our information to marketers or whatever.
Nobody. Because you know what?
We don't know anybody to sell it to, so.
Exactly.
They wouldn't buy it anyway. So, Amy, speaking of feedback, getting a little feedback, and our friend... Oh, I think we're, which one am I at? I'm losing. I don't even have. I put magnets on here twice,
ow,
didn't I?
Ow. You're ow. Right? I'm having a cramp in my leg for some reason. Right. I'm just sitting.
Okay. Well, let's do. Last week, we were talking about our trip to Southern Illinois.
Yes.
And Donnie. Apparently, Donnie's name is not what we thought it was, and he tracked us down.
It's not Donnie.
He must have found the podcast website off the car or something. I don't know, but he called in, so I better look out the window.
It's Donnie's twin brother, I think.
Yeah, Donnie is apparently Danny. Hold on.
Hey, Absolute Amy, this is Danny. And you know what? You can kiss my ass and ass, you uppity white folk. You think y'all high and mighty because you live up there and you think y'all cool. Well, you know what? Kiss my effing ass, you old saggy broad. You don't like my wife and her big floppy tits. Well, too bad. Kiss my ass, too.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Well, Danny
or Donnie. Or,
Danny's kind of angry.
Dan, I had to beep Danny because I wasn't comfortable using the word that he used for the female top half. So,
no.
I didn't think that was family friendly. So,
but Danny, I think it's Donnie's retarded brother.
Oh, Amy,
I'm sorry.
I'm not even going to elaborate on that.
Send
complaints
to
Amy at redboypodcast.com. You know what? We better just, I don't know where to go with that. Want a free magnet, anybody? We're giving away magnets this week.
Hey.
All right. Before we get into the
rest. That person knows I'm giving them crap.
No, that person has some more to say.
And that was
so,
another thing. I have to say a lot of that's crap on the show.
Yeah,
too.
We got that on the blog. We'll get into some more feedback in a second. But Raymer's Random Rants returns triumphantly. So let's see what Senior Raymer has to say.
Is this the Absolute Amy Weber hotline? I thought it was the 1-900 line, but apparently it's not. Okay, well, I'll leave a message anyway. Somebody told me, and I can't tell you who, that it was Amy's birthday today, so I'm going to sing. And it's almost my birthday, too. Mine is July 20th.
Ooh.
I put it on the calendar.
Happy
I already did.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hope he's not driving right now.
I'm sure he is.
Happy birthday, dear Absolute Amy. Happy birthday to you. Thank you very much. I swear to God above that I try to be positive, but your star ranking in my ranking podcast book just went down a star. You're playing the damn handsome. My God, that deserves to be buried with Jimmy Hoffa, okay? But you got to bring it back up and torture us once again with your musical stylings. Good Lord. No more Hanson, okay? And then Amy has to degrade the greatest song of all time, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. Going into the after show, you leave the audio in of her saying, why are you playing this crap? Don't ever let her touch the barbecue or you're out of the man club.
This
just into the Red Boy Podcast newsroom. Matt never pooped in school. Film at 11. I'm sorry, I'm running out of your voice now. Hold on, I got to pick up Jerry Springer's show. Hold on. If you continue to sing over that Red Boy podcast song or any other song, I'm going to bomb the cornfield. Love the song, but you two are not the best singers in the world. But you guys are doing great. It's a great day in the cornfield. Oh, there's some corn right now. I'm passing some corn. I see this. See, you're not the only people that grow corn.
What?
I mean, you know, we feed the world here, you know. Anyway, that's all I got. I like the after show. I was listening. It's kind of like the Oprah after show on Oxygen. Oh, did I just admit that? Matt, don't take my heterosexual card away, please.
Guy card removed.
I won't let my wife touch the grill, I promise. But I like that. There's a little non-scripted action. It's cool. Anyway, I better go before I run over somebody and kill them. Yep. Okay, party on.
This has been a Red Boy exclusive presentation, Raymer's Random Rants. This segment could be illegal in several states and or in jurisdictions, including Maryland, Maine, Mississippi, Queen Creek, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, Guam, Hawaii, Battle Creek, Michigan.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
Listening to Raymer's Random Rant could cause the following birth defects and or ailments. Fibromyalgia, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, werewolf syndrome, China syndrome, mumps, measles, Parkinson's, whooping cough, typhoid fever, and or Saturday night fever.
I'm not drunk.
See you next time here on Red Boys Podcast for Raymer's Random Rants, because you just never know what you might hear.
I love this voicemail, man. It's great.
Maybe that's where I got my IBS. Listen to Raymer's Random Rants.
I have to tell you about something I watched today.
What? Quickly. It's not in the notes.
Or so. Maybe yesterday. It was the SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob drives out of... Him and Patrick had gone to Glove World, and they ended up... Can you tell I need to be with adults?
Absolute Amy needs a job. Somebody so, hire Absolute. Get her out of the house.
After the first of the year, I've decided I have to get a night job. And I don't mean a night job. I mean a second job.
Let's just give out our number so adults hours. Can call you.
So,
Absolute Amy Weber has some places, I'm sure.
They get on the bus. They get on the bus. This is the whole point of the thing.
Oh, God,
so
hurry up.
I am thinking about Raymer, and because this stupid SpongeBob gets on there, and he's beating the poor bus driver with the awful balloon. And so I was thinking about Raymer.
Raymer's beating people with balloons on his bus?
No, people getting on his bus and how he always calls him the Jerry Springer Show. It, just a very strange thought.
Wow. You know what? So that, yeah, you know,
and
that's
here's
a good
my
story,
other
Amy.
Thing I want to do.
Funny people.
What I also want to do is someday go out.
And ride his bus?
Yes. I want to like spend
the day. We used to have
a
picture of his bus somewhere.
With Raymer on the bus riding around. I think that would be
And
so
Raymer,
much
this
fun.
Is for you, buddy. See?
That's crap.
No, that's
funny people.
All right. Okay, let's
We
all
love right. you, Adam.
We'll get to a little more feedback in a second. We did have some voting on the after show. Raymer spoke of the after show. Raymer, I didn't count Raymer's vote, did I? Oh, I didn't. So Raymer's vote makes it 2, 4, 5 yeses for positive after show effect. 2 no's. Well, 1 is a half no. Barely from Chat Buffet, also known as Barry. He barely podcasts, and he says no. What his comment was, what does he say? You guys rock. Well, unless you are doing an after show segment, then you peter out, as he says. Patty M. from Chicago says, let me give you a piece of advice. What's he say? Since you asked for tips, here's one. Don't ever do that again. Then Carol and Jen, which I don't know where Jen's from. I don't know if it's Jen from The Big Show. I lost track, but... said, oh, we like it. And then Pat comes back in saying, oh, yeah, well, no, I really did like it. I said, no there, Chico. You're a single vote. So it was 2-5, apparently. Yeah, Carol, Jen, Random, and Andrew. Because, and Random, not Random, Andrew and Barely from Chat Buffet.
Yes.
Same show, different opinion. Very interesting. One says yes, one says no.
Could there be conflict in
But
the
they
show?
Both got... Red Boy Podcast Magnets.
Yeah.
As did, I think Random got one. Pat, if he sends me his email, or his email. Apparently I'm sending all these magnets over email.
So and Carol, Random's from Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Oklahoma.
And he made apology.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, see, Amy's not keeping track of.
I'm sorry. Am I
No, you're okay. No. Yeah, Random, he is from Oklahoma, and he makes apology for the...
Entire state.
For the entire state on behalf of Mbop and the Hansons.
That they wish they would have not exported them
yeah.
to the
but
world.
He would be also willing to geek out with you with Lord of the Rings, but he warned.
He gave me a warning.
He read the books.
Yes. So. And I've only read, I think I read The Hobbit.
I didn't know you read any of them.
Oh, yeah.
But you did.
But see, I'm a Black Stallion geek. I know you people are like, oh, I see.
The Red Boy Podcast. What happens when Dork marries Dork?
No, but, okay, never mind.
Anyway, but, and
I
they.
I do, I, you know what, I'm one of these people, I love Harry Potter, but I don't have time. Like he said, I don't have time to read books right
You're
now.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I know.
But they're random.
We have that movie. We need to watch it.
We do. Yeah, we do. They are foreign adopters too, but they adopted, I didn't know
from
you even
Indi-
could. From
yes.
India. I didn't
mm-hmm.
know you could.
Yes.
Yeah, they have a. A 2-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they were Indian not long before we were in China last year. I found that very interesting. I did
People
not know.
People are drawn to different countries for different reasons.
I didn't know India was a... I yep. could have been drawn to India if I'd known that was even an option. I didn't know that. Interesting.
Isn't that great?
And apparently, since we mentioned Sturgeon's Law, If I wrote the website down, I could quote it here, but I didn't, so I'm sorry. We're entered in the drawing to win a half pound of coffee from the coffee shop, not to be confused with the coffee shop here in the wonderful cold field of Bloomington, Illinois.
I remember I wrote an ad for your dad.
Since we hyped the show and he witnessed it, so I don't think we have to do anything else to be entered. And then Andrew, once again from Chat Buffet, and he says, great after show.
Great.
So good. Listen to this testimonial. So good it made him forget what we talked about the 30 minutes before that.
I don't know if that's good or not.
I'm not sure either. And Amy, he's from Roscoe, Illinois, which is kind of
Roscoe Pico Train.
Kind of a little south of Beloit, Wisconsin. So very interesting. But many folk getting magnets. If you'd like your magnet, like I said, let us know. And
we need to take a pause.
We need to take a pause. Oh, hold on one moment, please.
Unpause.
Okay. Unpause. So there's a little bit of feedback for the Red Boy Podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate all your input. And again, let us know if you want a magnet. Redboy at redboypodcast.com.
Boop, yes. Boop.
That's our...
Funny people.
No, that's actually our tripod. So, I haven't even been drinking really tonight. And I'm already not able to talk, so...
I'm sorry.
Amy, is that enough for right now? I think that's good.
I told you,
it's all about you tonight. Except for the parts that weren't about you.
It was, you know what, this has been a nice birthday cast.
It has, see? And I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I decided maybe, you know, I'd just for you, just for absolute Amy, on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Really, it was because I realized we're gone Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Springfield, so it wouldn't be till at least Monday or Tuesday, so then you're almost 2 weeks, so you need to do one now. You like how that math works out?
You'd be off a week. Basically what you're saying.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. Thank you very much, Amy.
We would have been off a week, folks, if we didn't tonight.
And you would have missed us and cried, and it would have been horrible. You know, there'd be no more...
Funny people.
Oh, I forget to turn that one.
Funny people. Thanks, Brittany.
No, we love you guys. All right, Redboy at redboypodcast.com. If you want one of those stellar magnets, or you just like to give us some votes and talk about us on our blog...
Probably won't be an after show tonight.
Yeah, we're doing an after show.
Oh, we are?
Oh, yeah. We got a new after show intro. Well, it's not really that new, but it's... All right, so 30 seconds. Voicemail 206-888-GEEK. Thank you, Mr. Raymer, for leaving 6 voicemails this week for me to edit down.
Thank you. I am so happy we've gotten some random rants again.
Thank you, Shelly, for the birthday wish, and Steve and Dawn from For What It's
Thank
Worth.
You,
we appreciate
everybody.
The last-minute quick birthday wish for absolute 38-year-old Amy. 2 years from now, it's going to be a lot of fun to do a 40-year-old
really,
podcast.
Really, really... And getting a little annoyed with this.
You are? What? That you're almost 40?
No, that you have to always have to...
How
old I am. Because I have... I'm going to repeat this. I have a full head of hair, people.
And I don't. And you wonder why. Listen, you'll hear why.
This moment will be the moment of something real and fun and inspiring in this God-forsaken business. And we will do it together.
Let's do it.
This is a new low point in American culture.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast After Show! You like that on the fly? I didn't have it pre-recorded,
I wish I had a camera, or at least a video camera, of you doing that. You look like a puppy doing a howl.
Oh, welcome to the After Show!
He put his radio voice on.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the Red Bull Podcast After Show featuring us. This is where we just kind of ramble on, and really, I guess we kind of ramble on in the other part. But
yeah, really. This is not much different. But you got to do a new promo.
Yeah. What I like about this is I don't really have much notes, and we just kind of ramble on. If people turn off.
Yeah, you can turn off.
You can turn off. We can hang on. You know, we don't really talk very long. This week's after show topic, since we had 5 votes yes and 2 votes no for the after show, we're trying an after show again. And it won't be long because we got things to do, you know, kids. This is after something from the parking lot at work. Okay. I park in a very large parking lot.
Yes, you do, because you are the major. You work for the major employer
of
where we live, in Bloomington.
Yeah, I don't know how many thousands, but all thousands of those cars park where I park. And
there's
I have to walk
10,000 people who work for
so I'm walking, and this for some reason, it got stuck in my crawl. I'm walking into work and looking at the cars and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Nothing else to do while you're walking through a huge parking lot. And on the back, kind of rear deck, you know, in the back of cars, there's this pink sun visor somebody's purposely placed as a decor of their vehicle. Pink visor says, classic bitch.
So what does that mean?
Two things strike me about this. One.
Not so classic?
Three things, I guess. One.
White trash?
Why do you put a pink visor in your back window as decor? Two. What female buys a classic bitch visor? And the overwhelming question is, what is the difference between a classic bitch and maybe a modern or neo-modern bitch?
I don't know.
So what I decided, Amy, we would talk about, what are shirts that people buy or hats that that are for sale, but why do you buy them? Oh. I have a story from high school that a girl was sent home because she came in with a, back in the days of the Just Do It Nike thing. And this is, well, we're in high school, so she's 16 to 18, somewhere in there. Her teacher says, just do me, just hump me, just do this, do, yeah, it was just ride me, just all this. Yeah, they sent her home.
Yeah, well, so, what mother or father would let their child go out of the house to go to school with that on?
That's the other question.
But Donnie's girlfriend? I don't know.
Or maybe Danny's girlfriend.
Or Danny's girlfriend.
So I start looking up some of these things. It's like, okay. Here's a t-shirt idea, and these are real ones. This is the number two one. Yes, I'm a bitch, just not yours.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, there's the Harley t-shirt that you can buy that says, if he can read this, the bitch fell off. Okay.
Yes, and that was given to a friend of yours, dad, when he bought his Harley.
And he's like 50-some.
His poor mom.
Yeah. Let's see. I have an attitude problem, not bad. This one is, I can't even read this one. It is...
I won't read it.
No, I am physically
it's
able
the
to read
male
it. Male member. Use the
octopus.
Use the male member just derogative.
Kind of, yeah, just think.
As an octopus. Starts with a C, put it together, parents, and you'll figure it out. So, I wasn't born with enough middle fingers. Classy. Hold on. There's a few more here. Big Daddy, which is a picture of some like bad South Park looking character with a bunch of bikini women around him. If you'd like to get cursed out in English, press 1. Let's see.
These are angry people.
Don't make me smack you.
Well, that's kind of cute because if you saw the picture, it's the mitt. It's the Michigan Mitt.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Get it?
And I like this one, the Naughty Braille. It's a Braille, and you...
I'm looking at it. I can't. I have to turn away from the mic.
Now, the Superman one is kind of funny, because it's Superman, but it's cropped off, and it's just like his middle region, which is kind of humorous. I don't know if I'd wear
it. But why would you wear it? You wouldn't wear it.
Okay, here's a little tank for your favorite female in your life. Kissing whore. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, I don't want to wear anything.
With the H-O in red, so it says you could say kissing whore or kissing ho if it's convenient for you.
Ho!
But I do like here, Canada kicks ass. That is a cool shirt. If I was a Canadian or a Ross and Karen, Canada kicks ass. Here is a F the President t-shirt. That's always happy. I can't even read this one. It's two silhouettes of people in a sexual position
You wear these? Where do you wear this?
I don't know. Fed up. Now, that's a good one. Instead of FedEx, it's fed up. I like popular things. Who said... You say bitch like it's a bad thing. Apparently, there's a lot of people proud of being... I do like this one. Trust me, I'm white.
I don't think I like that. That's very derogatory.
No.
Wearing that?
No, it's a smack in the face of the man, baby.
The man. Well, still.
I hate everything. That's 333, nice. Half as evil. I don't know. I guess my point is.
I have to say that. But why don't I wouldn't buy these t-shirts. They're funny to look at, like when you're in a store.
But do you really
want to?
No.
Yeah. No, wouldn't.
I don't know if I've ever. I did have the one t-shirt. What was it? What was my bomb squad t-shirt?
Yeah, but
if you see me running. Or if you see me running, chase me or something about that.
I don't know. It's not.
I never wore anything saying I'm a bitch. I guarantee you that.
Well, that's good. You have a geek t-shirt.
Because I'm a geek. But
And I have a shirt that says, I love my geek.
Yes.
Can't wear it right now. I'm a little bit too big for that t-shirt right now. Well, actually, you'd probably like me to wear that t-shirt. I busted out of it.
Okay, as far as the after show, too, I forgot. Shelly did send an extended version. So this is the after show, so we can do whatever we want. Shelly did send an extended birthday wish.
This message is for Matt, so Amy doesn't actually have to
birthday this week, and I asked, was there any way I could help you out in making Amy's day just fabulous and terrific and the things she'd never forget? And you asked if I would go to the store and pick up a little something for Amy, and you paid me back.
Yes, yes, I did.
Well, I have to tell you, I really feel bad about this, but I went to all the jewelry stores in town, and I looked for that enormous diamond brooch.
Slacker.
That you were going to pay me back for. And I couldn't find any. All the jewelry stores were out. And then I went to the mink coat store, and I looked for a mink coat, because I knew that was the second choice, and you wanted me to get that if I couldn't get a diamond brooch.
Yeah, because of the story, the mink coat.
Out. It's chinchilla season or something.
Oh, that would have been fine, Shelly.
So then, last resort, nothing else I could do. I went to the car dealerships, because I thought, well, maybe we can at least get Amy that new car.
Oh, man. Where's that? Is it in the...
Surprise.
All they had was, used
That would have worked.
A Pinto would have been great.
I have to tell you, I came home empty-handed, except for this audio file, and I'm sorry, Ben, if I let you down.
That's all right.
I really wanted to get Amy jewelry and furs and a new car for her birthday.
And shoes.
And so I really feel partly responsible for the fact that you've disappointed her so
And you should.
This little file as a token of my appreciation for the Red Boy podcast, and I hope that Amy gets a margarita or a foot massage or
glass of wine
and manages not to have too horrible a birthday. So this is Shelly from Shelly's podcast, and I am.
All right, Shelly. Well, thank you. I think that'll do it for the after show. Tell us if you know any crazy shirts, and you know, we can continue to vote on the after show if anybody likes it, hates it,
or hate it. Say, forget it.
Just say, you know what, quit doing the after show.
But,
just stop torturing
us.
Tell
us if you have a shirt that you're kind of embarrassed to have and that you really, you bought it, you don't wear it.
Yeah.
Or if you do wear
it. Or you were given it and you don't wear it.
Yeah.
Like the shirt I got you.
Or you wear it and we offended you.
There you go. All right, Red Boy Podcast. Signing out with Lil Jack Ingram. We'll play the whole Love You song on our way out of the after show. So, Red Boy along with
Absolute Amy.
And we be
out.
Dang the sun. Dang this day. I'm just trying to stay out of your dang doorway. To heck with this. To heck with us. This house. Well, I can't believe myself that I'm loving getting out. Love talking, love fighting. The thought of never seeing your loving face. Some words that some words just have to replace. Love you, love this town. Yeah, I'm sick and love and tired of all your loving around. Loving, tired of all your loving around. There's only one four-letter word that'll do. Love you, love this town, love this mother-loving truck that keeps breaking loving down. There's only one four.